Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shrine1.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Om Sahanavavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahavivyam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. So he says, Najayam Asti Niyamaha, Najayam Asti Niyamaha, Puravastita Eva, Vishaye, Vishayantra Madhyasya Adhyasitavyamiti, Apratyakshya Piyakashe Balaha Talamanina, Talamalinadi, Adhyasyanti, Evam Aviruddha Pratyakatmani, Api Anatma Adhyasaha. So, yesterday he said, this Paramartha Pariharam Uktva, after explaining the real meaning, how adhyasa, why adhyasa happens, how adhyasa happens. Now, because the Purapakshi said, your self does not have a form, your self is not of parts, therefore in that self you cannot superimpose. He said, no, what you say is wrong. Then we explained how it is possible in this self. Now, okay, let us suppose, what you said? The self does not have form, whatever does not have form, in that you cannot, that's not true. Because he said, Sarve Puravastite Eva Vishaye, everyone superimposes only on the object that they see in front of them. And self is not an object. For that, we negated, forget it, self is not an object, that is true. Self is an object, that is also true. Self is not an object in its real state. Self is an object in an embodied state. So, we clear that. Now, he is dismissing the other possibility also. Forget about the self. Even otherwise, it is not just necessary that you need to superimpose only on the objects in front of you. It is not always necessary. Why? He says, Nacha ayam asti niyamaha. Nacha ayam asti niyamaha. There is in the Bhashya. There is no necessary that it should be only like this. What? Puro avasthite eva vishaye vishayantra madhyasitavyamiti. What is that? Puro avasthite eva vishaye. Only in the object in which is in front of you, you have to superimpose. This rule does not apply. This is not a rule. Why? He says, apratyakshe api akashe. Akasha, space, which is not an object. It's not objectified. Akasha, space cannot be objectified. Space does not have form. So, space does not have form. So, that formless space, in that formless space, akashe balaha, the kids, who don't have the knowledge about the space, those balaha, tala malinadi adhyasyanti, they superimpose a roof, malina means dirt, etc. This space is dirty, this space is blue in color. So this kind of, where is this blueness? There is no blueness. You travel, the blueness will be going farther. It is just an illusion. So, These kids, they superimpose people who don't know the, who don't have the real knowledge of the space, they superimpose the blueness, the darkness in the space. Superimposing is happening. Even without form, the superimposing is happening. Therefore, evam aviruddha. Therefore, we have no trouble. Evam aviruddha. Therefore, there is no confusion. There is no contradiction here. In what? In the adhyasa to happen. Atmani, pratyagatmani, api anatma adhyasaha. In the pratyagatma also, in the pratyagatma also, which is formless, the superimposition is possible. Even accepting the pratyekatma to be formless, in the real state, the superimposition is possible. So, we have explained in both ways. Siddhika. Nachayamasti niyamaha. Puravastha eva aparoksha eva vishaye vishayantram adhyastavyam. Kasmad ayam na niyamahityataha. So, it is not a rule. This is not a general rule. What? Puravastita eva vishaye. Only in the object which is in front of you, meaning aparokshe eva, that which you can experience, that which you can see, only in those objects, vishaye, vishayantramadhyasam, you should not to superimpose something else. Some other object, you can superimpose some other object. There is no rule like this. Why? Kasmadayam na niyamahityataha. Why this is not a rule? How do you say this is not a rule? Apratyakshe apihi akashe balaha talamalinade adhyasyanti. Because here yasmat tadar yasmadarthe hihi apratyakshe apihi akashe apratyakshe api, even though the akasha is apratyaksha, is not seen, is not visible, is not seen, it does not have form, so it is not seen. He definitely yasmad in tasmat yasmat tasmat, therefore in the same way nabohi, how? Because he says nabohi, definitely this is how the people see. Nabohi dravyam sat rupa sad rupa sparsha virahat nabahyendre pratyaksham. Nabaha space, why space is not directly perceived? So he says nabohi, definitely this nabaha, this space, dravyam, which is a substance, sat, which exists, being a dravya, rupa sparsha virahat, it does not have a rupa, form and sparsha, the touch. So it is not an object for your sense perception. Therefore, na bahyendra vishaya pratyaksham. Therefore, it cannot be experienced through your external organs. Napi manasam. Maybe if it's not perceived through external objects, then like sukha, etc., this can be perceived through the mind. You say napi manasam. In through the mind also you cannot. Why? Manaso asahayasya bahye apravrutehe. Manasaha asahayasya. Mind, without the help of the sense organs, cannot go outside. Mind, antakarna, can go outside through a vritti, through a thought function, through the sense organs. Mind, as a thought functions, travel through the sense organs to the object. So, if the mind does not have the help of the sense organs, it cannot travel through it. Therefore, through mind also you cannot grasp it. Tasmada pratyaksham. Therefore, it is not perceived through any which way. Athacha tatra balaha avyekinaha paradarshita darshinaha paradarshita darshinaha kadachit parthivachayam shyamatam aropya kadachit taijasam shuklattvam aropya neelatva upap neelatva neela utpala palasha shyama shyamamiti va rajahamsam alagavalam iti va nirvarnayanti tatrapi purudrishtasya taijasasya va tamasasya va rupasya paratra nabasi spruti rupo avabhasa iti. So tasmat atacha tatra balaha, therefore the kids, who are the kids? Avivekinaha, the ignorant people. Ignorant people, who are these ignorant people? Paradarshita darshinha, people who don't have their own knowledge. They see only things which they are pointed out to. So those kind of people, kadachit parthiva chayam shyam aropya, sometimes they see the blackness. They see parthiva chayam means the prithvi chaya, the reflection of the earth. They see the darkness, they see the blueness, they see the whiteness, etc., in the space. Therefore, kadachit taisam shuklattvam aropya, taisam shuklattvam, sometimes they see it as bright white. Neelat utpala palasha shyamam itiva, or blueness. ఇట్స్ లైక్ ది బ్లూ లోటస్ దే సే. సో ఆ రాజహంసమాలాధవలమితి, రాజహంస మాలాధవలం మీన్స్ లైక్ ది రాజహంస, దట్ హంస ఇట్స్ ఎ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ స్వాన్. సో దట్ లైక్ దట్ స్వాన్, దిస్ రాజహంస, దిస్ కింగ్ స్వాన్, వాట్ ఎవర్ క్వీన్ స్వాన్ ఆర్ కింగ్ స్వాన్ వాట్ ఎవర్, సో లైక్ దిస్ స్వాన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే. ఆర్ దే సీ ఇట్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ కలర్స్ అండ్ హ్యూస్, సీయింగ్ దట్ దే సే ఇట్ ఇస్ దిస్ కలర్, ఇట్ ఇస్ దట్ కలర్, ది స్కై ఇస్ దిస్ కలర్, దట్ కలర్ ఇది వా నిర్వర్ణయంతి. ఇన్ దిస్ వేస్ దే డిస్క్రైబ్ దిస్ స్పేస్ విచ్ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ కలర్ ఇన్ రియాలిటీ. తత్రాపి పూర్వదృష్టస్య తైజసస్య వా తామసస్య వా రూపస్య, దేర్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ దట్ స్పేస్ ఆల్సో పూర్వదృష్టస్య దట్ విచ్ దే హ్యావ్ సీన్, వాట్ దట్ బ్లాక్నెస్ ఆర్ దట్ రెడ్నెస్ ఆర్ దట్ వైట్నెస్ ఇన్ సమ్ అదర్ ప్లేస్ పరత్ర నభసి ఇన్ అనదర్ ప్లేస్. అనదర్ ప్లేస్ మీన్స్ ఇన్ ది స్పేస్, ఇన్ దిస్ స్పేస్ స్మృతి రూపో అవభాస ఇది, దే రిమెంబర్ ఇట్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ మెమరీ and superimpose on this space. Therefore, smriti rupaha purvatra purvadrishtaha paratra avabhasaha, that lakshana, that definition is happening here. It suits this place. Smriti rupaha, it is remembered, that color is remembered from your memory. Purvadrishtaha, because you have seen it before. Paratra, in another place, not in the same place, in another place. Avabhasa, you see that. Therefore, it is adhyasa. Evam tadeva talam adhyasyanti avang mukhibhuta mahendra neelamani maya mahakataha kalpam ityarthaha. So, they also see the tala. They see means, the tala means the roof. They see it's like a beautiful roof, it's beautiful, the roof which is decorated with different kinds of pearls, kind of different things. This the clouds, white clouds, they seem like pearls, etc. So they describe those things also. Upasamharati, therefore now we conclude the second part of the bhashya, sambhavana para bhashya. ఉపసంహరతి ఏవం ఉక్తేన ప్రకారేణ సర్వాక్షేప పరిహారాత్ ఇన్ ది వే విచ్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ సిన్స్ ఆల్ ది ఆక్షేపాస్ ఆల్ ది కాంట్రడిక్షన్స్ ఆర్ నెగేటెడ్ అవిరుద్ధ ప్రత్యేగాత్మని అనాత్మానాం బుద్ధీనాం అధ్యాస అవిరుద్ధ దేర్ ఇస్ నో కాంట్రడిక్షన్ ఇన్ ది ప్రత్యేగాత్మ ఇన్స్ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ anatma. Anatma means all that which is not self, which is buddhi, the body sense organs, everything being superimposed, for that there is no contradiction here. Adhyasa, therefore this, for this adhyasa there is no trouble, for this adhyasa to happen there is no trouble. Nanu santi cha sahasram adhyasaha tad kim arthamai kimartham అయం ఏ అధ్యాస ఆక్షేప సమాధానాభ్యాం విపాదిత నా అధ్యాస మాత్రమిత్యత. పూర్వపక్షి సేస్ నను సంతి చ సహస్రం అధ్యాసాః, దేర్ ఆర్ థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్. స్నేక్ ఇస్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్ ఆన్ ది రోప్, ది మూన్ ఇస్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్ బి డ్యూవల్, ది seashell is superimposed with silver. Like that, there are so many superimpositions. Sahasramadhyasaah, there are thousands of superimpositions. Tad kim kimartham ayameva adhyasa akshepa samanad abhyam vipaditah, then why do you explain only this adhyasa, this superimposition of atma in anatma, superimposition of anatma in the atma, atma in the anatma, why do you discuss only this? This is the superimposition we are seeing. Atma in anatma and anatma in atma. You see your body to be the self. That is atma in the anatma. And this body to be in the self. That is anatma in the atma. So this adhyasa, you see. Why do you want to describe only this? Why are you sticking to this adhyasa only? na adhyasam atramityah, not a general adhyasa, not any other adhyasa. Why are you not taking any other adhyasa superimposition? If you say aha tamevam lakshanam adhyasam pandita vidyeti manyante bhashya tametam evam lakshanam adhyasam pandita avidyeti manyante tam etam evam lakshanam that tam adhyasam etam that which is described now evam lakshanam with this definition adhyasam that superimposition tam adhyasam panditaha the knowledgeable one avidyeti manyante they accept this to be avidya ignorance this adhyasa is accepted to be ignorance tika avidya hi sarva anartha bijam iti shuti smriti itihasa puranadishu prasiddham okay why do they accept it to be avidya so okay fine they accept to be avidya even then why should this be discussed because sarva anartha bijam avidya hi avidya is definitely the bija the seed for all the troubles where is it said in every place Shruti, Smriti, Itihasa, Puranadishu, Prasitam. It is famous in all the Shruti, Smriti, Itihasa, Purana, all the scriptures. Tadu Chedaya Vedantaha Pravurtaha Iti Vakshati. And to destroy that ignorance, Tadu Chedaya, to destroy that from the root, Vedantaha Sarve Pravurtaha Iti Vakshati. All the Vedanta, the whole of Vedanta is applied. Is only to destroy this ignorance, the root cause for all the troubles. Pratyegatmani anatma adhyasa eva sarvartha hetuhu na puna rajitadi vibramaha iti sa eva avidya tat swarupam cha avijnatam na shakyam uchetum iti tadeva vipadyam na adhyasa matram. So you ask this question, why not a general, why are you not talking a general superimposition, why are you sticking to this adhyasa only? Because Pratyegatmani anatma adhyasa eva sarvanartha hetu. The cause of all the trouble is this. In the self, superimposition of non-self is the cause for all the trouble. And na puna rajitadi vibramaha iti, not any other adhyasa. The superimposition of snake on the rope does not create any big trouble. You don't go through that road, you will not have any problem. Let the adhyasa be there in some place. You don't see that silver on the seashell, you don't have any trouble. But the whole jagat is seen because of this adhyasa, this superimposition. Therefore, tat swarupam cha avijnatam, without knowing that what this adhyasa is, without knowing what this adhyasa is, na shakyam uchetum iti, you cannot negate it. You cannot negate something without knowing, understanding what it is. Therefore, iti tadeva vipadyam na adhyasa matram, only that should be explained, not general adhyasa, not general superimposition. Only that superimposition we should have to discuss, because that is the cause for all the trouble. Therefore, atra cha evam lakshanam iti evam rupataya anartha hetuta ukta. Tam etam evam lakshanam, tam etam, tam adhyasam, tam etam adhyasam, evam lakshanam. So, in this way, he says, evam lakshanam iti evam rupataya anartha hetuta ukta. In this form, in this adhyasa form, it is cause for all the troubles. So that is said. Yasmat pratyagatmani anya pratyagatmani ashanayadi rahite ashanayadi upeta antakkaranadi ahita aropena pratyagatmanam adukham dukha karoti tasmad anartha hetuhu. Yasmat, since pratyegatmani, in the self, what kind of self? Ashanayadi rahite, the self which is devoid of thirst, hunger, etc. in that self which is devoid of thirst, hunger, etc. Ashanayadi upeta antakkarnadi. He superimposes this one to be attached, associated with the thirst, hunger, etc. Ahita aropena, which is not right, which is not good, which is not for him. This superimposition is not beneficial for him. It is na hita iti ahita. It is not good for him. That kind of superimposition, pratyagatmanam. Why it is not duk, why it is not good for him? In that pratyagatma, because he superimposes these kind of hunger, thirst, etc., that pratyagatma, which is adukham, which does not have any sorrow, happiness, etc. It is not having sorrow. It's in, not having happiness. Its inherent nature is happiness. So this pratyagatma, which is devoid of any sorrow, in that pratyagatma he sees dukkha karoti. He sees the sorrowness. Tasmat anartha hetu. Therefore, this is cause for all the trouble. Nacha evam prathak janaha api manyante adhyasam yena nevitpadyeti vidvadyeteti uktam pandita manyante. Nacha evam prathak janaha api manyante adhyasam. In this way, the normal people, the ignorant people, the layman, they don't understand. They don't understand this kind of superimposition. That is why we say panditaha avityeti vanyante. The knowledgeable people, they accept. They see this like that. Therefore, tadvekena cha vastu swarupad swarupa avadharanam vidyam ahuhu. And tadvekena cha vastu swarupa avadharanam. He says manyate ditika tad manyate tam prati niro. Nanu iyam anadir ati nirudha nibida vasana anuviddha avidya na shakya nirodham. Now, if you say this avidya to be like this, when did it come? Don't ask this question, because it is anadi. It is a beginningless. So when, that question is impossible here. Meaning, I am having this ignorance for time immemorial. That which is there for time immemorial, that should be very strong. That is why he says anadi. That superimposition, that adhyasa, which is anadi, which is beginningless, ati nirudha, because it is anadi, it has become very strong, nibida, and it has become solid, vasana anubiddha. That kind of, endowed with that kind of solid, strong thought impressions, this avidya is because it has become so solid, because of that avidya nashakya nirodham. This avidya, which has become so strong, solid, because of time immemorial, the beginningless ignorance, this avidya cannot be controlled. Na nirodham shakyate, it cannot be controlled. Therefore, upaya abhava iti yo manyate, because there is no possibility, there is no upaya, there is no way to destroy this. Iti yo manyate, in this way, whoever thinks, tam prati tad nirodha upaya maha, to them, the nirodha upaya to control, the way to control is explained. How? Tad vekena cha vastu swarupa avadharanam. Tad vekena cha, through its knowledge, vastu swarupa avadharanam, you will be able to understand the nature of the self. You will be able to understand the nature of the self. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha dese. And tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam. If the thought controls, thought functions are controlled, then the swarupe avadharanam, that chitta will be established in the swarupa, in its nature. That is what the yogis say. Now here, tad vekena, through the discrimination of the self and non-self, vastu swarupa avadharanam, you will be able to be established, you will be able to gain the knowledge of the self. Nirvichikitsam jnanam vidyamahu, that kind of untroubled knowledge. Nirvichikitsa means doubtless. Vichikitsa means doubt. Nirvichikitsa means doubtless. That doubtless knowledge is what is called as Viveka.